what's most concerning to me are the kids here in Arizona. We know that legalization of recreational marijuana means far more people using, and in particular, it means far more kids using. So my primary focus really is on our kids in Arizona and what can I do to create an environment where our kids can succeed. And what we know is that kids who start using marijuana are much less likely to succeed academically, more likely to drop out of high school, much less likely to go on to college. But that's really my primary focus, because we know that if you legalize marijuana, it means youth use skyrockets. And that's what we've seen out of Colorado. Colorado was the first state to legalize recreational marijuana. And they are now the number one state for use, regular users of marijuana across all ages. But what's particularly concerning to me is that their kids, ages 12 to 17, use marijuana at a rate that is 74% higher than the national average. And their young adults are also using marijuana at a rate that is almost one in three.
The Arizona business community has come out in strong support of your group. Well, why do you think they've decided to support your organization in particular?
The Arizona business community has taken the time to educate themselves on the 20 pages of new laws that are set out in this proposition. And what they see when they read these 20 pages is that it will create an environment that is bad for business. Specifically, this proposition does away with our drug-free work policies as we know them today. And it creates the legal right to use marijuana, creates the legal right to grow and possess marijuana. What that means in the workplace, though, is that although employers would be able to ban the possession or use in the workplace, they won't be able to ban your use of it on weekends or in the mornings or on your lunch hour. And under current law, you can have a drug-free work environment that allows you to test for all substances, including marijuana. And if you test positive, an employer can terminate you or discipline you. If this proposition passes, that changes in a very negative way for employers and also for coworkers.
There are jobs, too, that where it's a safety concern.
It's a significant safety concern, and it actually creates a conflict between federal law and state law, because under federal law, you have to have a drug-free workplace if you are operating safety-sensitive positions. Under state law, they won't be able to do that. And what we forecast is lots of litigation as employers struggle to comply with this law if it passes and federal law.
All right, that's Sheila Polk. She's Yavapai County Attorney and Chair of the Arizonans for Responsible Drug Policy. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show.